cattle futures pulled back on Wednesday. Rabobank expects a slight decline in this year's calf crop. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade developed in the Southern Plains Wednesday with prices steady to a dollar higher at $115 a hundredweight on a live basis. Earlier in the day, there were 1,393 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction and no takers, with two lots from the Southern Plains passed at bids of $115 and $115.50. On the other hand, choice steers and heifers sold $1.50 to $2 higher at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa. There were 358 choice 2-4 steers, weighing an average of 1,452 pounds and bringing an average price of $117.68. Country trade in the region last week was at 114 to 115. Cattle futures stepped lower on Wednesday, though, with heavy volume and about even open interest. Rather than the beginning of a major correction, one could argue retrenchment ahead of what looks to be a higher trending market. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.60 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $3.13 lower across a range of $2.25 to $4.30 lower. A day earlier, the CME Feeder Cattle Index reached its highest level since last December at 147.44. Wholesale beef values were higher on good demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.84 higher Wednesday afternoon at $242.34 a hundredweight. Select was $1.30 higher at $217.53. Corn futures closed 2 to 3 cents lower on Wednesday, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 cents lower. By the way, 66% of corn was harvested as of November 10th, according to the most recent USDA crop progress report. That was 17% less than last year and 19% behind the 5-year average. 85% of soybeans were harvested, which was 2% less than a year earlier and 7% less than average. One other note from the crop progress report, 92% of winter wheat was planted, which was 4% more than the previous year, but on par with average. 78% had emerged, compared to 76% last year and 81% for average. 54% was in good or excellent condition, the same as last year. 13% was in poor or very poor condition, which was 1% more than a year earlier. Calves and feeders traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded steady to $2 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded steady to $2 lower. A day earlier, steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady, but $2 to $3 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. There are too few comparable heifer calves to trend, and there were 8,104 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota, there are 5,273 head. Steer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold $3 to $4 lower and then mostly steady at 501 to 700 pounds. Yearling steers weighing 900 to 950 traded $3 to $4 lower, but mostly steady to $3 lower at 951 to 1,000 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds sold mostly steady, while yearling heifers weighing 800 to 850 traded $3 to $4 higher. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $5 higher at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. The exception was $4 lower for steers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. There were 3,815 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $7 higher at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds traded $1 to $2 higher, but $3 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers traded steady. There were 3,265 head on offer. steer calves sold unevenly steady in a limited test at Winter Livestock in Dodge City with 2,402 head on offer. Heifer calves sold with a lower undertone, as did feeder heifers in a limited test. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Wednesday with support from positive corporate news, including a stout pop in Disney shares, but capped overall by another seesaw chapter of U.S.-China trade talks with reports of yet another snag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 92 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 3 points. Rabobank expects this year's calf crop to be slightly less than last year, reflecting weather conditions at calving time and in the spring. In the organization's annual Global Animal Protein Outlook issued Wednesday, analysts with Robo Research Food and Agribusiness also anticipate carcass weights to return to trend next year, offsetting any reduction in numbers and making for increased year-over-year beef production of less than 1%. With only a fractional increase in production and solid exports, they expect a spring high price for fed steers of $128 to $130 a hundredweight and a summer low of $100 to $105, little changed from this year. Globally, Rabobank projects protein growth in most regions next year, but analysts say production losses due to African swine fever, particularly in China, will exceed combined production growth in all other regions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.